And, oh my god, I'm about to blow your mind. The two solos are actually four. So it'd be like, you do like two measures, four measures of soloing. You do four measures of soloing. Like, it's like a little bit of a trade off. Bada, bada, and then two other people trade off. Let's try that.
Blow my mind. I can't even conceive of that.
Okay, right, so right. Choose your pair before you start.
I'm with Morgan.
Okay, and then
let's do reeds and trumpets.
Huh?
Sorry, Mike. Let's do reeds and trumpets. Is a nice song.
That's right. Just for now.
How are we ending it? That isn't that the normal ending?
No, you're bom ba bom bom.
Okay.
So this is just kind of taking
cool.
From the top.
Thank you.
keeps it dynamic. It's like, oh, what's going on? What's going on? Mm-hmm. But coming into the solo, what are you guys doing?
Initially or for that second?
Initially.
That's a normal thing. Drums, bass.
Ah, okay. So we should feature that more.
Yeah, yeah, but it's also cool to go boom. Because what we just did, which I actually like, on the second solo,
ah, that yes.
Nothing. Da 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 da, nothing, and then you start your solo, but we play two more of those.
That's really cool.
And then go back to the groove.
Yeah.
Now, one thing, initial part of the solo, I think it's not clear, so I think we should either feature it or either blatantly play over it. But not like.
It does pop out really nicely when we've got four people in the mid brass. It's
yeah.
Kind of loses something with just one of
them. Yeah.
Love
that fifth man or whatever.
Yeah, I like if it's more on the clock, you know, for the first solo, it's cool because I keep like section.
So you want to have us just do our thing and then you guys start.
Cool. Yeah. Maybe we will pick up and nothing.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, certainly it works both ways. I think that sounds great.
Do you remember the scale that Charles Savage showed us? It was really.
I just wanted to make sure to get that.